Okay, it's 6:30. We'll call the meeting in order to establish the quorum. And you can send a prayer there, Mr. Mayor.
Sure will.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight to ask you to guide us in our hearts and in our minds so that we can make decisions for our students and for our school district today. We ask that you be with us in the next few weeks as we have homecoming coming up, and then we have another game before we go on the road. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Do we have anybody in public forum?
No. No, sir.
Okay. Okay, we'll move to our reports. The superintendent report will be the first.
All right, guys. You know, we closed the budget. We opened the budget. We generally don't give you guys a real budget report in the September board meeting because it just opened. There's not really much to report. Again, kudos to Mr. Lee. That's a ton of work to do all of that, to get it closed and get it opened back up. Matter of fact, he did it in a day or two quicker than what I was expecting him to do. So, that, like I said, that's exciting. It's homecoming week, so there's a buzz in the air. Everybody's excited to come off a big game off last week on Thursday where we won. Friday, we'll have the tailgate after school. We'll have the game. We'll have all our homecoming activities before the game. And then, of course, we're all so excited about the parade on Saturday morning. We have some alum that are coming by Saturday after the parade, and they're going to use this room to have a lunch. And so we're excited to host them. And then, of course, the secondary has a homecoming dance. I'm not trying to steal all your thunder. It's just a big week with everything going on. And then Mr. Chamberlain is here tonight. He wanted to stick around and meet everyone that he hasn't met yet. So he's new transportation director, so we're excited to have him. He's off to a good start. He's rocking and rolling. A lot of work, I'd say, to get everything kind of ironed out and detailed like we need to, but we're excited to have him. Looking forward to it. We're looking for a transit van. They're kind of hard to come by. We don't want to necessarily just order one. We're trying to find one on a lot somewhere. That's kind of hard to do. Henderson and Nat both will order you one, but we've been down that road 6 months later and you still don't have it. So we're trying to find one to buy. And then, like I said, we've got it on the consent agenda tonight for the bus barn, the asphalt, which would be phase one of that. Phase two would be the fencing. And then phase three would be if we do a covered awning or anything up there. I know Colton has a good deal of tools and stuff like that that right now he's just kind of got in the building up there, but I know he would like to have a place that was covered so he can do some of the things. Did you get the brakes finished today? Not today, okay, but he's working on replacing the rotors on the current transit van right now. So we're excited to have him, like I said, and him doing some of those things for us. So that's kind of all I've got.
Over here on the student, Mr. Lee.
Yeah, it's kind of the budget deal. We talked about that. Not much to report, so he's getting a pass this month. He doesn't have to stand up and say, the budget just opened. So.
Okay. All right. Campus report. Mr. Freeman.
All right. So. We have been off to a great start, 3 weeks already. It's hard to believe. Our teachers are working hard, kids are in class, they're learning. Attendance report currently at 95.4. Of course, we're trying to keep that above 95. Dual credit, 30 students currently taking dual credit. We expect that to go up a little bit for the semester, second semester. A discipline update, just give you an update on the cell phone policy. Gone a lot more smooth than I thought it ever would have. I think at this time, I said six phones, I think like eight or nine maybe in 3 weeks, which is tremendous. I thought we'd take up eight or nine the first day. Kids are really, really doing that. Now, I'm sure they're trying to sneak them somewhere in the bathrooms and anything. We caught a couple kids in the bathrooms, you know, but they're really, for the most part, they're adjusting. Going lunch, they're playing Uno, they're talking to each other. It's cafeteria, it's a little more active, and but I like it. It's good. So,
got Bible study going.
Yeah, got several doing Bible study. So kids are speaking and talking to each other and having a good time, which that's good. Not one second offender yet. So if you remember, the first offense was just that we take it up and give it to them at the end of the day. We haven't had any second offenders where the parent has to come in and get it. So parents have been very supportive in that. I feel that that's a big part of it too. Dress code sinking in. We knew when we worked on the dress code that the leggings had been an issue. That's basically what we're dealing with. The leggings still and the shirts not being. We went ahead and went back the second day of school to make it below fingertips, just so somebody would have a guide. People were, well, what's appropriate length? Well, let's just make it fingertips to make it easy on everybody. So that's, there's been a few of those. There's two or three of those a week. Nothing big. A couple of hats for the boys. The boys are easy. That's easy. They're really doing well too. I only had one student in ISS in 3 weeks. I was really expecting to have to make some examples and fill up ISS, but we didn't have to. So kids are really bought in, and they're doing well. I have no complaints. If it wasn't for junior high, I hadn't had a high school referral yet on a kid, 9 through 12, not one. So very impressed with the way our kids are and the way they've, you know, really adjusted. And it's like, I guess when they know you're serious, they don't have to show them. They're doing good. I'm real happy with that. Two transfers this week. We're always happy to have new transfers. Both seem like very good students. So I'm excited about that. And then Dr. Mays has already talked to you about the upcoming events. I can't wait for that dance Saturday night. It's just what I wanted to do. That's sarcasm, but anyway. We are excited about the parade that morning at 10. And then one I didn't add that we added today is September 30th, the College and Career Fair from 8 to 12. Our counselors worked hard and got a bunch of colleges and career people. They'll be in the gym that day from 8 to 12. And our secondary kids will get to tour, go through there and start thinking about colleges. So, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brennan.
Thank you.
Ms. McDermott, elementary.
I wasn't here last week because our last board meeting, so that is left over. My poison ivy is finally going away. It's been still on me. It's gone. But anyways, so I wasn't here last time, but I wanted to leave on there the very large thank you for the school board, for the staff, for thanking or for the staff scale raising scales, pay scales. I've never in all of my years of education ever seen people work as hard as they are this year. This new resource, the Bluebonnet curriculum, every one of my teachers with TIA, although it's a nightmare, it is making these people even more phenomenal than they were. I have 11 actively doing TIA, which is a teacher incentive allotment, and of course all eligible teachers, which is all of my teachers are able to do it. But and they're still in the process. I'm still doing all the stuff I have to do for everybody else, but these are actively doing it. You can tell they want the most money, which is fantastic, because that means they're working even harder. But the Bluebonnet curriculum is very, very, very difficult for kids and for teachers, and they're having to do homework every night. They have to come to PLCs. They have to have their homework done for PLCs. Some grades have two that they're preparing for, so it's a lot. So
the teachers have to do it.
Teachers are doing it, not kids do it, but teachers are doing it, and so I've never seen people work so hard, so I really appreciate that bump and that pay raise. Thank you very much. It's very appreciated for them. And then I put on there, we've got our new curriculum, Bluebonnet. We're in a good talks with Region 7. They'll be coming up here to also do walkthroughs and stuff. The PLCs that I attend tomorrow and Wednesday, which is professional learning communities, that is what I will use for their walkthroughs next week for TIA. So we're trying to make it really systematic and making sure that we're doing our planning like we're supposed to. I'm watching what's happening on that thing that I watch being planned to make sure it's being done. And I've already seen so much more improvement. It's very difficult to come in when you're an upper level teacher, third, fourth, and fifth, because they haven't been learning this way. So my teachers that are struggling are the older teachers, but the young ones, the kids are gonna be amazing. It's a really good curriculum, I promise. It's a lot of work, but it's really, really good. We had our first Cats Connect activity Friday, and the kids were beaming. So I've got fifth grade paired with second grade, fourth grade's paired with first grade, third grade's paired with kindergarten, and they go and they ask each other questions. My son, who's in second, had the same fifth grade Cats Connect last year. He would bring him gifts throughout the year. He would, and this baby doesn't have any money. I can show you what they have nothing. And he would bring them, he'd make them bracelets. It just is really, it's a really cool little thing. And the kids were beaming about it, just to have that community here on campus with each other. And then we started our Grandparents Week of Activities. We had a full house today with fourth grade grandparents, and we'll have it all week long. They're also welcome to come to lunch, but they're coming during their art time, and they're doing different art stations with their grandkids. So it's something different and something really sweet. And I really thought zero people would come today, and the entire place was packed. I just thought the timing would not work out. I was going to get in so much trouble because no one was going to be here, and it was packed. It made my heart really happy. So the grandparents were really happy too. So tomorrow's kinder, and then throughout the week we've got other times as well. And then we've got our homecoming happening, of course, this week. And then we start our big fundraiser next week. And then I brought y'all my color-coded transfer thing. I did not, you'll notice, this year, except, how do I know if this is working? Is it just y'all hear me?
It's working.
Okay. We kept our pre-K class very small, so I have two choices when it comes to pre-K. I can have two classes and make it large. Like last year was over 30 kids. And we didn't know it was going to be over 30 until I think January was when we got up to 30. So this year I decided not to take as many transfers. If they didn't come by May 1st, they weren't accepted. So all summer long I didn't accept people. I would probably accept them now if they came. By now people are kind of placed somewhere, but we kept it smaller. They're amazingly beautiful, perfect little children, and Miss Christie and Miss Amanda are having a fantastic year. Miss Christie is one of my TIA teachers. It's going fantastic in there, but if we either have to kind of decide if we're going to do two classes, because keeping it bigger or smaller, so that's a choice, but this year we're trying the small method. It's been going great. And so, anyway, there's that on that. He was talking about a transfer. I did have the brother, Noah. When I called to talk to the school, they said he's from Laneville, so he's on the board report, not on the big sheet. But they said that the whole class cried, bawled their eyes out when he was leaving. So I think Laneville's getting smaller maybe, and they're wanting to not be in such small classes is what they were telling me. But sweet, sweet, sweet boy.
Thank you.
Moving on to athletics with Coach Ponder.
All right, right in the middle of starting the fall off right now. In the girls program, we're running cross country, and they're doing strength and conditioning, and they're doing some preseason basketball drills. We're trying to do some softball drills once a week, try to get them girls out some, and, before basketball gets going here in October. So things are buzzing along good there, and everybody's working together. On the boys' side, we're neck deep in football. We've got 43 high school boys playing and 28 junior high boys playing, so our numbers are extremely strong. I think that's overall the best numbers we've had since we've been here. We've competed at JV and junior high. JV's had two games. Junior high's had a scrimmage last week. We played this week as well. Very happy with our progress. Probably not quite as talented with our younger kids as we are with our older boys, but the participation is good, and we're working hard, and we'll have a chance to get better through good programming. Off to a good start, excited about how things are going, and optimistic about the future. So, any questions or anything? Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Good move to CTE, Mr. Creel.
All right, as far as the CTE courses, I've walked in several of the CTE teachers' classrooms just watching and listening and stuff, and I think they're going very well. I'm very pleased where we're at with that. I think what did we end up with, like 20 something courses, I think it was, this year. So it's going well. Very pleased where we're at with that. As far as ag, majors start at the end of this month. So we're right into major showing season. Validations for the spring, we're doing a bunch of that. and just been busy in the shop trying to, we're finishing up Brendan's barbecue pit, that big smoker. And we're supposed to get publicity through the school, supposed to get some stuff in Texas Monthly Magazine, and then some YouTube channel that they're supposed to be coming out. And, we're supposed to get some publicity on that, so pretty excited about that. As soon as we finish up that, we got a bunch of stuff to do for the golf course. We're partnering with them. We got to have that done by 1st of October, and then we'll roll right into our shop project. So, been busy. Any questions, anything?
No, sir.
Thank you.
We'll move to Fine Arts, Mr. Bellberry.
Like my colleagues here, we're right in the throes of it, and everything's going really well. Marching band way ahead of schedule with our show preparation. And I just wanted to make this note, because somebody made the comment to me. They said, your band looks small, where are they? And I said, they're all out there on the football team and the cheerleaders. And they were like, oh man, doesn't that drive you nuts? And I said, no, that's the awesomest thing about it. And it really is. We have 6 cheerleaders and 7 varsity football players. We've never had that many. So I'm actually going to get with Ms. Piper, and we're going to do some photos with the kids in their uniforms and with their show animals and with their band instruments, and kind of do a little, not really an advertising campaign, but get some neat little posters of showing what our kids actually do. You know, I'm a huge proponent of that. But it's just a great testament to how well-rounded our students are. It's amazing. November 7th, we're going to do something new. We're going to host a Twirler Alumni Night, where we're going to invite all the Twirler alumni from here to forever to come and twirl with the band at halftime. And we haven't even officially announced it yet, and we've already got women beating the door down to make sure that they get involved in that. So that's going to be a really cool night. I would love to do that with the band one day, but we just don't have the instruments for it. We just don't have enough. But that's going to be really neat and certainly entertaining for our fans. We got the set built for Fiddler on the Roof. It was the first time we built a set without Mr. Fryman. And no one got hurt, and we finished it all. And I only concussed myself with a 2x4 once, so it's looking really good. Show's set to go up week before Thanksgiving. Then Junior High OAP is working on their fall show, which is 10 Ways to Survive a Zombie Apocalypse. And it's a lighthearted comedy that really does suit our brand of middle school students right now. They're really into the apocalypse and dark humor, so it fits them really well. That's it for us. We're ready for homecoming.
Thank you, Mr. Bellberg.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, when we get here, let's move to that tonight.
Yeah, consent. So
it's consent after.
It's the consent agenda. Yeah, it's right there.
Right. Okay, so we'll move on to the action items.
Did everybody have a chance to look over the consent agenda? Anybody have any questions about that?
Okay, if not, we need a motion.
Motion.
Motion by John Walthall.
Second.
Second.
Travis, second. Okay. All in favor? Travis Owens, John Walthall, Lake Webb.
So we obviously, Ms. McDermott gave you guys your notes on transfers. She talked about the one new one that she has. And then Mr. Freeman told you about the two in junior high that he has. Again, say this again with you guys, with DOI currently as it sits, the transfer thing doesn't concern us near as strongly, because if they don't act to the standards that we expect, they just don't stay here. So it's a... not that they're not vetting them, they are. You heard Ms. McDermott tell her story. We're always going to contact the school, and we're not going to take anybody that we don't get a good report on. However, even if we get a good report, sometimes they might tell you a good report just so
just so Billy will go down the road, right? But if Billy gets here and acts like a turkey, then we're gonna send Billy back. So, but that's not where we're at. So, and as long as DOI stays that way, we'll see. We're gonna operate that way. So, we'll need a motion and a vote for the new transfers.
Okay, on the transfers, we need a motion.
Motion.
Blake. Second.
Second.
John. All in favor?
Travis Owens, John Walt, Blake Wilk, John Walt.